1340 96.5 KVGC 38 special. On the phone with us this morning is Lorraine Angel. Lorraine is the president of the Calaveras Unified Educators Association. Lorraine, good morning. And before we start off, I just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. And good morning to you, too.
Yesterday was your birthday, if I understand
yes,
right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And I understand that as you stood before the school board last night, the crowd sang you happy birthday before you...
They sure did. Yes.
Right. So, Lorraine, you went before the board last night, made the official announcement that the Calaveras Unified Educators Association would be striking tomorrow. And this, you know, Lorraine, let's go back. This isn't something that you and the other teachers just decided to do over the last, you know, couple of days or weeks. This is something that, if I recall right, it's been going on for a year or two?
It's been going on since we presented our items that we wanted to bargain on March 1st of 2016, and we've been trying to reach an agreement since then.
All right, so over a year then, huh?
Yeah.
Now, yeah. We talked with Superintendent Campbell earlier this morning, and, you know, basically you're in agreeance with just about everything that's on the table there except for the salary increase. The district's offering you 2%. You want a 6.5%. Now, Mark said that, you know, it's not in the books. By 2020, it would be millions and millions of dollars, you know, of deficit spending in the hole. And if they did go about giving you this increase, they would have to make, you know, drastic cuts. What did he say? Was it 800,000? I forget the figure. Don't quote me.
Sometimes it's yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, okay. But it was you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars if they gave that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the union does not believe this.
And the reason we don't is because we've looked at the books, and for well over 10 years we've kept track of what's going on with the district. And in 2014, when we had the other problem with what was going on in the district, they did spend a lot of their reserve at that point. However, since then, they have continued to increase the amount of money that they carry over every year, and it has increased to over $4 million, close to $5 million carryover at this time. The reserve that they need to keep in order to just for cash flow is about just under $1 million,
uh-huh.
And you know, it's about $900,000, and so they're well above that. Now, some of that is money that that needs to go to certain places. However, looking at it in that period of time, you know, they're claiming that they've been deficit spending. If they were deficit spending, that would mean their savings would be going down, and their savings has been going up. So that doesn't support the argument for deficit spending.
You know, Lorraine, something just comes up now, and I didn't think about it when I was talking to Mark. I would have liked to have asked him. The union has claimed that the district's been taking 20-to-1 monies and actually not using it to reduce the class sizes. I haven't heard anybody talking about that lately. Do you folks still feel that's true, that they're spending?
It's been true. It's been true till this year.
Okay.
We've had two legal documents served to the district on that. We felt like we were between a rock and a hard place. We wanted them to reduce the classes because it's better for students, and they were receiving the money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's about $1.5 million that they've collected, and haven't really made any had made any progress at that point to really reducing class size. And it put us in a strange position. If we called them on it too much, the state could come down and say you have to pay that back. And we didn't want to hurt the district.
Right.
We just
right.
want them to reduce the class sizes.
Now,
yeah.
Also, last night before, I don't know if it was before the meeting, but in closed session, the board decided that they were not going to cancel or postpone any sporting events. I don't know if that covered extracurricular activities or not, like field trips. But what happens? I know that I mentioned this to Mark as well. I've heard that the classified employees are going to take a vote to strike. And Mark said it would be a sympathy strike because I guess they haven't made it public or official that they're upset with their contract. So it's not a strike over contract. It's a sympathy a strike. And that could possibly shut down the school district. I mean, is that what you want? I mean, the teachers don't want that, do they?
What we want is a fair contract. We don't want to walk out of our classrooms, and we want to go back to school tomorrow. I like to say that's where my happy place is, and this is not. But we have to look at this for the future, and it's the future of the students that we have today, and the future of the students we're going to have tomorrow, and the year after that, and the year after that, when I'm long gone, and. We're looking at being able to attract and retain teachers. And teachers are being lured away, younger teachers that we would like to help stay,
sure.
are being lured away by other districts because they're paying more money. They want to stay here and live here. They came here because they wanted to be here. But when you're trying to raise a family and it's tight, and you see those other opportunities, they're going to move on. And over the years, we've lost, not only students have we lost, we had to replace 20 certificated positions this year.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So that was a lot to replace, and it was because people retired earlier than they had planned because of their frustration, and there were a lot of other people that went to other districts where the pay was better.
So now Mark said that a sympathy strike would be illegal for them.
Oh,
is that
okay?
I mean, is that
actually the classified staff? Their contract is also expired. They are in impasse right now and going through the same process that we've gone through. They have a state mediator coming in on Monday. However, there is nothing in their contract, in their expired contract, that forbids them from striking. And so a sympathy strike is perfectly legal under the law and under the Public Employees Relations Board rules.
Lorraine, we're talking to Lorraine Angel, president of the Calaveras Unified Educators Association. What do you tell parents? What are you telling parents right now? Send their kids to school, keep them out? What do you want parents to do?
Well, we're telling parents that what we need to tell them is that they need to send their kids to school because kids are supposed to be in school. However, at the same time, as a parent, they have the right to make their own choices. But our position is to tell them that students should go to school.
Lorraine, let us in the bargaining room, okay? Let us sit at the table mm-hmm. with you. Is there room to wiggle here on this, or are you steadfast at 6.5 and they're steadfast at 2%?
Well, actually, we're going in today, and I think that, and we're going to bring some what do we call them concepts for settlement.
Uh-huh.
And there's other things on the contract that we can create that wiggle room with.
Okay.
And there's other things on that contract that if they agree to some of those things, that might even create a little more wiggle room for us.
Right. Now you've got two sessions, one at 10 and one at 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who sits in those sessions? Are you there along with someone from CTA, or is it just you and Mark? Who sits in those?
We have a bargaining team.
Okay.
And we have our appointed bargaining team of 4 people, and then I sit with them now. Mm-hmm. And we had some situations where I've now joined the bargaining team, and they have their bargaining team of 4 people also. We also have expanded our bargaining team to include our site reps, so that when we're, and particularly within the last few months, because we want to have instant feedback from our different sites on, because they know what the pulse is at their site. So we actually have 9 other people that sit at the bargaining table with us too, that are there in the room, and then we caucus with them. And our CTA rep is always there with us.
Lorraine, is there enough time to, if you come out of the 4 o'clock session and, you think you've got a good contract, the the district thinks, okay, we're in agreement here. Is there time to take a vote of the 130-plus teachers to avoid that walkout tomorrow, or will there be a walkout tomorrow no matter what?
Okay, so what will happen is, and the process will be, that if we're all sitting in that room this afternoon and we caucus and we say, okay, we can agree to this, what's presented here, we can agree to this, we will create then what's called a tentative agreement, and we can stop the walkout tomorrow. Uh-huh. And we will be in our classrooms.
Well, let's hope let's hope for everyone's sake that happens today.
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. So,
what grade do you teach, Lauren?
I teach high school. I teach chemistry and integrated science.
And you said that was your happy place?
Oh God, it's my happy place. Yeah. It is so much fun teaching kids. I can't even begin to tell you. People keep saying, when are you going to retire? And I said, when it's not fun anymore.
I thought you were going to say third or fourth graders, or, you know, oh, we're going to make.
Oh, no, they're little. They're hard. These high school kids are so much fun. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right. Lorraine Angel, thank you for taking the time and being open with us on this. Lorraine, again, president of the Calaveras Unified Educators Association. Two more shots at it. Again at 10, again at 4 today. Lorraine, let us know how it comes out. We hope that it's resolved in everyone's favor there. So thank you, Lorraine.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jim.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to join ABC News in progress.